The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week talking about creating business with ADD. And the show has already started. I am recording the show in my room in Costa Rica with the amazing Cara Wright and Stephanie Richardson, who are also ADD people of magnitude. Access consciousness facilitators, being you facilitators. Cara is an X-Men intro facilitator, all that good stuff. And I actually wanted them to, because these ladies know and be a lot about this topic, and so I wanted them to join me today so we could get all ADD on you.
Yes.
In our conversation.
Let's bounce around.
Yeah.
Shall we jump from topic to topic?
And yes.
Person to person,
yes,
really.
Yes, totally. Let's do it. So let's see. Where do we want to start? So what is ADD anyway?
It's a capacity that everyone thinks is the inability to pay attention to one thing at a time.
Yes, I love that.
Well said.
That was Stephanie. Cara, what do you got to say about that?
Oh, ADD. Well, I would say ADD is something I never really acknowledged I quote unquote had until I really realized I jumped around a lot, and I was wondering, I was like, oh, that's what that is.
So. I thought everybody had 18 conversations at the same time and that was just completely normal and fine. I didn't realize that to start one sentence, do a middle of a different sentence and do the end of a different sentence was actually a problem.
Right? Well, and like, you know, having people, you have a conversation with somebody and then they look at you like, you just said five different things and you're wondering how they didn't follow you with those five different things. So yes, it is the look on people's faces when, and you realize, oh, I must have jumped around a bit there. And for me, then it kind of replays in a moment and I'm like, oh yeah, yep. That's what that face that they're giving me is all about. That's the internal world of an ADD fan, and I am a fan.
You're a fan.
Because it can create a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like, there's such a wrongness in this world about having ADD, and mm-hmm. I wanted to do this show and more specifically on this topic because it's so, like, it's, you know, I was never diagnosed as ADD. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, that wasn't such a thing, really. But... But it is this thing where when you get that as a label or when you label yourself as that, it becomes this big wrongness. Like you have a problem. You can't actually follow a thought. You can't be linear, basically. And so that's actually a problem. And there's so many people that take on the point of view then that, well, there's no way that I could create a business because I have to be linear in order to do business. And what we all know and like enjoy so much is the access consciousness tools and just these different conversations about like what Stephanie said of recognizing that it's actually a capacity to be creating lots of different things simultaneously, non-linearly. When you get out of the wrongness of, oh my God, I'm messed up because I have ADD, and into the curiosity of, you know, what is the capacity here?
And yeah, totally. And it, yes.
I wish we could have this on video.
Okay. I'm raising my hand because whenever Heather said non-linearly, a little light bulb went off of, wait, what does that mean? What does it mean to create non-linearly?
Well, and you, I mean, when you were talking about the sentence structure, you know, that's, but also just like, I mean, there's so many things I get we can like jump into here, but when I, like, I love, like, even just, and this is just one example, but when I'm at my computer and I've got, you know, two browsers open and they all have like 25 tabs and my Skype is open and my email is open and my text is open and whatever else. And I'm like popping around and I'll be like in the middle of something, in the middle of writing a sentence. And then my attention will be totally grabbed by something else. And I'll pop over to another tab and do something. And then I'll pop over. Oh, and then I get a text and I got to answer the text. And then, oh, there's an email. And then, and it's crazy because like once I really let myself do that.
Yes. It's exhilarating.
It's exhilarating.
It's the most fun ever. And it's funny that you say like, let yourself do it. Cause I realize even now, even now that I know it's this, it is a capacity and, you know, and it's like you're gifted with it. It's not a label. It's not something, it's not a wrongness. It's actually something that makes you different and makes you special and makes your life way more fun. And those are the days where I just am like, I totally rule the world. It just creates this like energy of, you know, you could do or be anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's such a cool.
Well, and one thing that I love about that when I have like the uninterrupted space to do that is I get to the end, like it all somehow ties itself, but like it all winds back around in a way where like then everything that I was working on actually gets created, or like if it needs to be completed, it gets completed, or it doesn't need to be completed anymore. But it's just the sense of like, it's not like I'm leaving all these loose ends hanging. It's just the way that I get there is totally random and spherical and nonlinear.
Well, what I love is that you actually said something that people might be baffled by, and I don't know if they even caught it, and it was that if I'm allowed to uninterruptedly create, but what people think ADD is interruption after interruption after interruption.
Yeah.
And what I get is that one of my favorite things about beginning to create, a lot of people have to sort of create a to-do list of creation, and then they go about step by step, which is the linear part, step by step, following through with what they desire to create. But what happens whenever you actually begin creating and actually use the capacity of ADD is that just by beginning the creation, that thing that looks like interruptions, those 18 things you become aware of as you begin this one project, are actually the bits and pieces that are required for that creation and the other things that you're working on to actually come to fruition with total ease. And coming to fruition is actually that place where things can come to fruit. They can come to bear fruit, the juicy, tasty, yummy things with total ease.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you start what looks like one thing. Oh, I'm going to make this PDF. And then, and then 18 hours later, you finish that PDF, but you've created three businesses, had 1,800 conversations, had two telecalls, and four clients.
Totally.
PDF is done.
PDF is finally done.
And made greater by everything else that you created, too.
Well, and that's the really cool thing is that when you have this capacity, you allow yourself to follow the energy of what, and so you also then allow everything in your awareness and all those things contribute to each other. And there's this really cool space you get to play in where you are aware of like how things can flow, and you give yourself permission to do that, and you just, you know, flow around, and pretty soon you're PDF done.
Well, the picture I got whenever you were talking, Kara, is I got the picture of most people working on a single puzzle, right?
Yeah.
And so that single puzzle has pieces, and all those pieces are supposed to fit together really nicely, and they form one square. And when you have ADD or even some of the other labels, you rarely have one square that you're working on. Heather mentioned spherical thinking earlier. And that is this really different awareness. So instead of having one puzzle that you're working on, the world looks a lot more like, 18 puzzles. And I know I've used that number a couple times. That's OCD. No, I'm just kidding. You're taking it out of your head. But imagine that you have all these puzzles that are fitting together that are creating a sphere. So, anytime that a person with this kind of awareness begins working on a puzzle, it doesn't look like a flat thing, which also makes it really hard for people who are in the lives of people with these labels. It makes it sort of hard to understand where the person is coming from. So, you may look at a daughter or a son who has ADD and you're like, I can't understand where they're coming from. We just have one puzzle in front of us. Why can't they just put the next puzzle piece in? And it's because to them, the puzzle isn't actually flat. And that's so difficult for people to describe, especially if they don't know that other people don't think the way that they, a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and all you know is that you've been told that you're different and wrong for it. Yeah. You don't actually learn that there are capacities that you can play with. So you definitely don't look for ways that you can show other people what you're thinking. You just try to start thinking like other people.
Yeah.
So true. And the energy that it takes to rein in the ability to do all of that and to try to be so like one foot in front of the other when really what you want to do is like tap to the side and do a little kick and then whatever it is.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah. Like, how many dance moves can I fit in this 10-second increment?
I love that you're saying that because literally earlier Heather was watching me as I was working on a couple of things on my computer at the same time and eating dinner across the room. So I would like take a bite of food and then I would dance around and then I would go back to my computer and then I would totally. Do some work on one page and then I would do some work on the other page and then I would hop around the room a little bit more and then I would go get a bite to eat. Now, that's when I said to myself, wow, this call has started early. I'm getting a lot of information about what we're going to talk about.
It was really fun to watch, too.
Well, yeah. And I was movement, like,
that must be some really good dinner.
It was. Yeah. And movement is one of those things that, people don't realize that actually, it can be something that, especially for somebody who has this like ability to be in all these different places at one time, when you're able to actually include your body and you're able to actually choose to have the freedom of going from here to over there to, it gives you such a different space to actually create from. And it's one of those things that, again, it's wrong. Like, when a kid is in classroom and they're wanting them to sit in their desk and to look at this one sheet and to do this one task as if that's the thing that's going to create for them. And, with most of us, and I never really realized, like, when I was growing up, it wasn't a thing. Although I think it might have been a thing. I think there was one. This is the mind of an ADD person. But it's like there was this one kid, and I remember I'm just having a memory of this kid. Okay. All right. I wish I would have had a different sense. Yeah, I wish I would have had a different sense. And of what I know now, back then, like, what would it look like to be able to interact with this poor kid? Because the thing is, I think he was diagnosed, now that I think back at it, and he was kind of ostracized. Mm-hmm. All the kids kind of, separated him, and maybe he separated himself a little bit. And it's what's so interesting is I just probably hid it a lot better than
I've been thinking about that so much over the last month, and last couple of weeks for sure. All the friends that I had that were autistic, and the very moment when I figured out how to fit better and how upset I started getting when I tried to bring them along and go, wait, I can show you how to fit better.
Yeah.
which, you know, is a weird mix of a kindness and unkindness. You know, yeah. Come with me. You can fit better. It might make you miserable. It might make you want to kill yourself, but you'll look normal-ish. Or at least you'll think you look normal-ish.
That ish place.
But I realized, I was like, oh, that's really interesting, because we do recognize other people, no matter whether they were actually labeled or not. We sort of recognize one another in the world, and we either find that comforting or find that extremely agitating, depending on how we've dealt with those capacities that we have.
Yeah. And there's so... Well, I think we might be almost at our first break, but I want to talk too more about, just because for people that are stumbling upon this conversation, they're like, oh, ADD, like this is a completely different conversation about ADD, you know, it really is like something that you medicate and manage and handle and learn how to deal with and learn how to live with. Yeah. And there's so much wrongness in people's worlds and around it. And I would love to... I mean, we've thrown out a lot of tools, whether you realize it or not, and like, more specifically, like, what can you, like, if that is your point of view about you, you know, what else is possible, and what tools can you be using to, you know, have a different reality there? So we're going to take our first break, and we will be back in a moment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols. We're here this week with Cara Wright and Stephanie Richardson, and we can't stop giggling. We're all in the same room together, which is fun. Talking about ADD and creating a business with ADD, creating a thriving business with ADD. And we just left off before the break at, you know, when you have sort of a, like, you know, traditional paradigm, this reality view of, okay, I have ADD, I can't follow a thought, I can't create a business, I can't, you know, I need to be medicated, something's wrong with me. And then you stumble upon us talking about, oh my God, it's the capacity. And sort of making that, like making the leap, you know, into a different way of functioning, a different way of seeing yourself and how you roll in the world. So what are some like really like simple, specific tools that you guys have used to like, when like to go from that place of like, I'm fucked up to actually start to acknowledge, no, this is actually like, maybe I'm onto something here.
Well, one of the first things that I personally would say is that if this I know that a lot of times when people first run into a conversation like this, instead of feeling, some people may feel relief or excitement or encouragement or curiosity. And some people may actually first hit a sense of piss off or like upset or like, shut up, this can't be real. And one of the things that I would say is that one of my favorite tools that I use from Access Consciousness is what's light for you is true for you, and what's heavy for you is not true for you. And that anything that we throw out there or anything that we're talking about, whenever, if you try something for yourself, you can see what's actually true for you. So as we talk about tools, one of the greatest things is try it. The worst that can happen is it works.
And she throws a curveball. I like it. Yeah, true story. And it is like this whole choice creates awareness thing that we talk about in Access Consciousness, that, you know, you do get to choose something different all day long, every 10 seconds, if you're, you know, if you're willing to, and if you're willing to have that as your reality. And I was just having a conversation today about like how that doesn't choice creates awareness doesn't mean it's not a bad thing, or it's not like something that you have to try to like make work out a certain way. It's just like, no, literally every time you choose, you have more awareness. And what if like nothing had to be right or wrong? It just was like, oh, I have the gift of, I can make new choices. I can choose to use these tools and try them on and see what works and what doesn't. And then I know I'll have more awareness, and then I can choose again, and then I'll have more awareness, you know?
That actually gives me lots of information, and a tool comes to mind. And it's that, you know, you're saying choice creates awareness. And I think that's one thing for an ADD person is part of what appears to be the problem, because for every single choice you make, there, instead of just being one bit of information that you can do the next step with, you actually get a flood of information for every single choice that you make. And so one of the things that I would say is, how much energy are you currently using to try to maintain the linear one step at a time sort of creation way of creation? And, you know, I would sort of ask, what would happen if you gave yourself a day or an hour to create without that limitation, just to see what would happen? Because so many of us have read time management books or, you know, trying to figure out how to manage ourselves more effectively. And that is literally the worst thing I've tried to do to myself. Because not only do I realize all the things I've been doing wrong, I try to implement, you know, some of those tools. And ultimately, instead of me getting more effective and more efficient, I usually feel more stuck, have less ideas, and I still don't manage to do the step-by-step thing. So I actually end up staring what looks like into space a lot of the time and not actually doing much of anything.
What are you talking about?
So if you've ever tried to use time management tools and instead of getting more effective and more efficient, it did the opposite of what it was supposed to create, you may be in this boat and not know it.
Welcome to the boat.
Of like my dad buying, like I literally went to some, I don't know, day conference of the seven habits of a highly effective person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. No wonder that conference just, I still have post-traumatic stress disorder from it. And I'm just like, when I was listening, I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder. And that's the thing that I would say. You had a tool you were going to talk about. Do you want to?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Let's test it out.
Let's see.
So, the thing, like, I loved what you said about, you know, give yourself a period of time. Because mm-hmm. the first thing, when we came back from break and you were talking was, you know, as I have done Access Consciousness, it's like I become aware of things, or I see someone, or someone asks a question, and then all of a sudden in my universe, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, that's kind of familiar. And then it kind of just, I'm like, oh, I start to look at it. And then there's this period of time where I'm like, wow, like, so that's been a little bit of a deep, dark little secret I've been pretending not to be like there. And so what I have done is like, all right, you know, and a lot of times it is when I'm doing business, it's when I'm doing what it is I do that to create. And I'm like, you know, what if I just indulge that thing? You know, what if I did do all, you know, and it really has been it's like an experiment for me. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, what if it isn't a problem? What mm-hmm. if it's actually something that if I just kind of let it fly, it would actually create something. And so for me, it's been a lot of just a willingness to experiment and a willingness to, the tool I use a lot is what's right about this I'm mm-hmm. not getting, and what's right about me I'm not getting. And then I just kind of pod and poc all that weird stuff that comes up. And then I just play with it. Yeah. I just am like, oh, well, you know, maybe I am a little bit of, you know, maybe I do have this ability. And what does it look like for me? Cause that's the other thing with all of these, like, all these things that, you know, people get labeled with, diagnosed with, I think the big mystery, and I think the reason why it gets so overly diagnosed, is there are no two people who have ADD that have it the same way.
Right.
It is something that is absolutely unique to the person. And so even though we treat it the same way and we try to diagnose it the same way, and many kids get put on a similar medication, if you really like looked at what it was before somebody defined it, it's always different. Like what I do when I have all my stuff going, and what you do, Heather and Stephanie, like, and and I think that's where it really becomes something about business, because business is such a personal thing. I've never seen a person do the same. I've never seen someone do business the same way. Even if they're in the same exact business, everyone has a different way of being.
Yeah.
And that's not super abnormal. It's always funny when we have like, well, yeah, that, of course, everybody does that a little bit different. But when we talk about these things that, you know, where we're saying, what if it is a capacity and it's been labeled a wrongness, oftentimes it's like, well, no, you know, like just put all these people in this one little area. Yeah. And you can't really, let's get honest, you can't really corral ADD people.
Wait, how we're sitting around the table.
But who else wants to pull? I know. I'm like, we're all rocking slightly, just slightly. It's fine.
We got three 16 minute segments. We can do this.
Yeah, it's like, oh Lord. Okay. So, you know, it's like that tool of like what's right about me I'm not getting has been such a gift, especially as I've started to stumble upon these areas where you know, you know when there's something that you've been aware of and you've just been kind of like, nee, nee, you know, putting a little bit behind you, or like, no, that's mm-hmm. not, you know, that's not me, or that's not my child, or because it's like, you know, and that unwillingness to really be like, you know, is this truly a problem?
Yeah.
Is really oftentimes what kind of starts us down a road of, you know, diagnosis and decision and conclusion.
Right, so you don't want to go there by even opening the can of worms, but you might actually discover that you're brilliant, you know. So, yeah. Well, and I want to also just highlight those questions for people who maybe don't have familiarity with access consciousness or have stumbled upon this show. So Cara was asking, what's right about this I'm not getting, and what's right about me I'm not getting. And in access, we use a lot of questions to actually open up a space for greater awareness. So it's not like you even need to answer that. It's basically like an invitation to the universe to show you, okay, hey universe, can you show me what's actually right about me that I'm not getting? And you may not get, you know, you're not going to get an answer. You may not get awareness right then and there. It may be that, you know, the next day something shows up and you're like, oh, wow, cool. I didn't know that what I thought was wrong is actually not quite so wrong. So asking questions is just a way to invite more awareness into your world. And those two questions are really key questions, I think, for people that have been given a label of being wrong in any way. And then also she mentioned pot and pocking everything that comes up. And so we have a clearing statement that's a crazy, wild, weird, wacky phrase. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And it actually just clears a lot of stuff. It's short. It's a condensed version of pages of clearings. And it basically just, when energy comes up, you can just destroy it and create it and run the clearing statement, and it changes the energy. Again, something to try on and just see, you know, how it works. I know when I first heard it, I was like, yeah, not so much. I'm not like, I'll do the bars, but I'm not going to do that weird thing.
My thing was like, I'll never remember that. I'll never remember the whole clearing statement. I will never be able to, like, you know, and I remember like writing it down because I absolutely was like, nope, never going to, you know, and I just think back to that.
Funny.
Like,
so
I wrote it on a little slip of paper, folded it up in my wallet.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how does that all go? I was like, it's going to take me like 2 years to remember
But the
first time I heard it, I literally got, it felt like someone had set a firecracker off up my spine.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, whatever that is, like, that was crazy. I've never had words create a physical response in my body in that way.
That's so cool.
And so I love the difference. What's that? What's that?
And it's an amazing tool, because the thing about when you have ADD or, you know, other things that we would sort of group into a general category of really being an X-Men, is ADD, OCD, ADHD, autism, which is really more just spherical awareness. You know, you don't have to be diagnosed as autistic or even on the spectrum to have the capacity to have spherical awareness
and whole brain thinking. Instead of being, everybody has decided that everyone's either left-brained or right-brained, and there are some people in the world that actually function from neither, and like not separating the brain into two parts. So it does create functioning in a really different way.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom had told me that when I was in kindergarten, they said that I needed to practice skipping because what they needed to get me to get my brain, the sides of my brain supposedly to actually talk with one another.
Oh, wow.
And once I learned a lot more about what it was to be autistic and that kind of thing, I was like, oh, that wasn't what was happening.
I'm like, you were skipping around tonight. They just needed to give you some really yummy food.
Exactly. And way too much to do.
That's awesome. I love it. So yeah, I'm not even sure so what else? Let's get all ADD on people here, because we certainly haven't already.
Well, I would just say one of the things, when Cara was like, well, what tool was that? I was like, I think I threw a question in there. A question is a tool.
You said you had a tool. You had a tool.
Actually, but there was a tool in there, and the tool was allowance.
Yeah.
It was actually looking at, you know, who you are, how you function in the world. And no matter what anybody else has said, whether the way that you function to anyone else is right or not, when you have allowance for how you are, you can begin to get the gift of it. Totally. And so then that tool that Kara gave of what's right about me, I'm not getting, what's right about this, I'm not getting, you can have a lot more ease receiving that information. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm not going to fight who I am just for right now. And I'll give you another 12 seconds. And that's in every 10 seconds, you have a new choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I say play with a tool, you literally can choose something in 10 seconds and go, well, what if I didn't judge myself just for this 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if that weird thing she said, if I had allowance for myself, I don't even know what that means. But what if I let myself have it, even if I didn't know exactly mm-hmm. what that meant for me. I'm going to try it. 10 seconds, whatever allowance means. And I'm going to maybe take a breath.
Yeah, and what I love about, like, chunking it in a way, you know, bite-sizing, like, or trying on the tools, you know, is it's, like, I've always found that for me when I, because I do that all the time where I'm like, okay, half hour or a day or, like, whatever, you know, and I give that a lot to people that I facilitate. And it's like, you're kind of usually like, there's really nothing to lose. You know, it's sort of like, well, the way that you have been functioning, like the way that you've been judging yourself is probably not like that awesome or fun. Like, you know, so you may as well just like at least try it for half an hour, you know, or whatever. So and it's amazing, like, just what we can show ourselves and what can be revealed when we are willing to just go, okay, cool. Like, everything everywhere that I've judged me and all the ways that I've functioned in the world and, like, that I thought I needed to function in the world and all of that stuff, like, all the lies and the judgments, it's like, I don't have to be married to that, you know? I can try something different here and see what gets created.
Yeah, and you won't think, so the conversation is really, if we brought it all the way back around to the beginning of how do you use ADD in your business, then we would be, I thought I could maintain that.
Sorry,
thought.
We just looked at the timer. We're out of linearity with time. It's okay though. Go ahead.
Well, I got interrupted.
Okay.
Oh no. Actually, what I was thinking is that if we bring it back around and look at how we can use ADD in our business, a lot of times we think that businesses are so serious that we can't take a day and just be totally autistic with it because we might destroy it. Right. Or that if we actually allow ourselves to be totally ADD for one day, then we'll never stop and it'll be total mayhem because it's what we've been told about ourselves, that we create mayhem everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And I just really think it'd be interesting to explore what would happen and what it would maybe be like or look like to allow for that for a day, an hour, go, you know what, I'm going to explore what this ADD capacity looks like with business, because I've definitely never allowed it because I didn't want, you know, my underwear hanging out the back of my, you know, pants, you know, and that's what it feels like whenever I'm being as from one thing to the next thing as I truly would like to be.
Yeah.
You know, it literally feels like my bloomers are showing.
That's awesome. Okay. We're going to pause momentarily, and take our last break and, more. So thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back in a moment.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time?
go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we're having a very delightful ADD conversation this week with Cara Wright and Stephanie Richardson. So what else, with ADD and business, we're cracking each other up over here.
Well, I have to say, okay, so this is your radio show, and I will say that one of the gifts that both Cara and I sort of jokingly enjoyed about you today is that, is watching you create. And mm-hmm. Cara said, what did you say?
I said, there's like a 3 and 4 of you underneath your dress.
It's a tight dress.
Yeah. It is. I was like, where do you keep that 3rd and 4th person? Seriously. And this is coming from somebody who also creates the same way. But going back to it, we're all so different with how we create. And the thing that I was, before the break, while Stephanie was talking, I was thinking about when you were saying, you know, oftentimes we don't really let ourselves be creative with how we do our businesses, because that's where you're supposed to be serious and you're supposed to create a particular way and you're supposed to find a way that works for you and keep doing that way, which is one of the things that someone who has this capacity can't, like, it's not super easy to do that. And so that's cool. And if you don't want to, you know, play with what we're considered, you know, what we're suggesting, right in your business first, like, what would it look like if you played somewhere like, you know, you like to cook? Like, what would it look like if you kind of let yourself just not be so regimented when you're cooking, you know? And like, what would it create? So there's other ways that you can play with it. And then once you start to kind of let that cat out of the bag a bit and really start to see that it is something that if you do, it's one of those things that we're taught, you know, don't unleash it. If you unleash it, you'll never be able to stop.
Like Stephanie was saying before the break, like, all hell's going to break loose.
Totally. And the world will blow up. What's so interesting is, like, in my own way, I know I had, like, wherever that point of view, like, entered into my universe, I did choose that and I lived by it. And you know, and it is a bit odd to start to go, maybe I could entertain this a little bit. Maybe I do things a bit differently. And what if I started to look at how I do things differently? And would that be, you know, minimally, like, what would it be if you could have more fun with whatever you're choosing to do as business, you know, work life and job life and all that stuff is so central to people's lives. And so many people are just like, well, this is what it's like. And there isn't a lot of like life and vivaciousness and exuberance and things like that. And I know for me, I have even gotten to places where what I'm doing and, you know, and I even am doing a lot of things at one time. And then I'll have this weird sense of like, oh, you know, and things will kind of get boring and I'll kind of get like lethargic. And the other thing that's really is one of those, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, is like, what if when you get hit those times too, once you do start to play with these things and you do start to consider that you might have a touch of this, if not more than a touch, is when you start to have that sense, or even when you think you're overwhelmed by everything and you ask like, what could you add to this? Which is a completely crazy thought.
Awesome.
But oftentimes, again, like we talked in the beginning, when you add an energy to something, and it doesn't even have to be like part of your business, but sometimes you'll see where, you know, you have a friend who's, you know, got a business and, you know, things are going a particular way. And then they all of a sudden, you know, find some sort of like workout that they start doing. And all of a sudden everything starts to change and they become more alive and their business starts to change and shift. And what we forget to really acknowledge is that, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I'm exercising, so I'm feeling better. It's like, well, yeah. And what did adding that to your business and to what you're creating, what did that, you know, and that is like, it, ADD is a capacity to have multiple things in your awareness and be able to know what you're going to do, what's going to work for you, like how you're going to do those things. And it doesn't have to be how anybody else does it. So again, it's like, what if we could experiment with everything and just see what works for us? And like you said, Heather, it's like, it's not about finding a another way and then sticking to that way. Like the thing you have to be willing to do with this when you play with it is like, you have to just be willing to be like, nothing is solid.
Yeah. And everything is always changing.
And everything is always changing.
And I know that I've, one of the things that's helped me a lot is learning that I oftentimes can trust what seems to be the crazy thing. And that has come out of a lot of practice.
Yeah,
but this morning, totally. For instance, just a really simple version of this. I know that with ADD kids and stuff, a lot of times people are like, why are you care? Like, what made you not pick up any of the things I asked you to pick up? But now you've picked up this random thing I didn't ask you to pick up, and now you're carrying it with you everywhere. Put it back. But this morning, if I was a kid, I would have been told to put this back. But as an adult, I got to carry this with me. I was heading out for a photo shoot this morning, and I took one of the pool towels with me. I had no reason to take a pool towel with me to a photo shoot. It actually made no sense whatsoever, but I took it down with me because I have learned that I will actually go with this and trust myself. And you may never find out why you do these crazy things.
Yeah.
You may never find out.
It might just be that the towel goes with you.
It might just be the towel goes with you and then it goes back home, or it goes with you and you forget it. And then you never get to find out what happened to it. This particular morning, I took it down with me and put it with my stuff. And someone who was doing a photo shoot with me was like, does anybody have a towel? I'd love to go swimming. I do. I have a pool towel.
Apparently I brought it for you.
And that's what I've learned, that we actually have these very strange, or not strange, they're just inexplicable.
Yeah.
We have these inexplicable things that we know.
Yeah.
And they look bizarre if you're trying to live a to-do list checklist life, or if you're trying to run a to-do list checklist business.
Yeah.
What you can actually begin to do is know that if you are in the middle of a project and it seems like you're at a critical moment and you think to call your eighth grade teacher, you probably should, because there may be something in that. There was somebody in class today and I saw them and I thought, I should go over and say something. But then I had the thought, I don't actually have anything to say to this person, right? So I walked out of the classroom and I had a list of people, you know, that have photo shoots later on in the week. And so I took that list and I was looking at it, and it turns out that person's name was on the list, and yet I knew that she wanted to shoot a different day. So I went just to check to make sure that I had my information correct. And when I went back to her to check to make sure my information was correct, I said, "Hey, you're on my list twice." She said, "Oh yeah, you can scratch that one off." And I said to her, "Oh, now I know why I needed to come up to you and say hi when I didn't know I had anything to say." And she said, "No, no, I wanted to see if you wanted to work with me, like if I wanted to do a bars or a body process with her, right?" And bars are 32 points on the head. It's another tool that we have with Access Consciousness, that one of the biggest things is it relieves all the stress and crazy thoughts that are in your head that often come up with things like ADD.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, that piece of just knowing what you know and going with it and being fast, like I have seen so much from using these tools and creating my business with these tools and my life with these tools that, like, our awareness is so, so fast. And, you know, when you have ADD, that's probably, you know, you can check that with what you know and what's true for you, but for a lot of people with ADD, that's very true, that which is why you can't focus on one thing, because there's so much going on at such a speed of space and creation that you've got to be engaged at that clip that actually is, you know, enthusing for you and like that works for you. And one of the things that I like really actually, I don't know if it's a tool or even like what the tool is, but when I realized that I was constantly like jumping over my awareness. Like I would have an awareness that was really quick and not even that cognitive, but it was just like something would pop up in my world. And then I would sort of jump over it and go into thought. Mm-hmm. Like when I realized how much I was actually cutting off my awareness and negating my awareness by doing that, it was like, oh, okay. So now I'd like to actually really, really trust what comes up. Those split second things where
take
it's
this
like, yeah, exactly.
It was not that slow. Take this towel did not take the time that it says to say, take this towel.
Exactly. And then you just go, okay. Because there's something about the willingness to function at the speed that you have, like, I would say the speed of space, which is like lots of things. But when you have, like, I don't even want to go there right now. But when you have ADD, that's, you know, you have this.
Wait,
like,
can I pause you?
Yes.
So the speed at which people with ADD function is, Heather just saw the word, she said ADD, and then she saw speed of space, right? Because speed of space is what she mentioned. She said speed of space. And then she goes, What that was actually the three other radio shows she's going to do on speed of space.
And she played the whole entire universe.
Yeah, she played the entire episode out, all three of them in her head. That was the that you heard. Like, that's what speed of space looks like
totally.
In motion.
Yes, that's awesome. I love you. Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, and you get entire universes in a nanosecond, and then it's like, oh, okay, so there's that, you know, and like following that and being willing to function at that speed. Mm-hmm. It's like there's this way that the universe actually like shows up to create with us, you know, and you can actually, like, if you're wanting to change something in your life really quickly or immediately or whatever, it's like choosing at that speed and being willing to function at that speed that you have as awareness is such a gift, because then the change that you create in your life can be really fast. The things that you can create can show up really quickly. There isn't, like, the universe isn't slow, you know, it is chaotic and speedy, and there isn't really time. And that's the whole other shows that I'll do at some point. So yeah, so there's just, of course, as we have demonstrated, so many more things that we could be saying here, and we're just about done. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much.
Really
love
this conversation. Yeah. And where can people find you, Kara?
They can find me on the Access Consciousness
website. Access Consciousness website.
As under.
Cool. Yep.
Stephanie? You can find me on the Access site. I have a site, stephanierichardson.com, and
cool.
stephanierichardson.photo awesome. Instead of .com.
She's an amazing photographer.
She is.
And I'm actually, in a couple weeks, I'm actually starting another 6 months of my Generative Business Pods, which really is an exploration of what is true for you with business. What do you know? What would it be like to create with ADD and ADHD and autism and craziness and being you and having fun and doing business on your own terms. It's been such a gift in people's worlds and in my world to see people really flourish and thrive from this program. And it's really just a deep dive into truly what is true for you in regards to business and creation. So if you're interested and you would love to play more with these tools in the creation of business, you can check that out at heathernichols.com/businesspods. And I have other stuff, Joy Business classes and other stuff like that coming up. It's all on my website, heathernichols.com. And thank you so much, everybody, for being here with us today and participating in the show, contributing from the future, and just for being you and for being interested in a different conversation of getting out of wrongness and into having way more fun than you're allowed. So thanks for being here. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.